saying New York must ensure that the next high-tech industry starts right here. Gillibrand claims her bipartisan technology and research accelerating national security and future economic resiliency, or Transfer Act, would create a competitive grant program for universities, colleges, federal laboratories, and nonprofit research institutions to help scientists and researchers secure valuable business resources and training to attract private investment, bring their discoveries to the commercial marketplace, and create new high-tech companies and jobs.
New York State ranks second in the nation in university research funding, securing more than $6 billion a year in research investment. But the state only attracts 7% of our nation's venture capital. And upstate New York receives only 3% of that venture capital, holding back the potential to grow new businesses from the research. So you can see, we have the most brilliant ideas, but we haven't yet figured out how to get access to enough capital to bring those ideas to fruition. And that's what we want to do in this legislation.
Gillibrand noted that the Capital Region's extraordinary research institutions are well qualified and well positioned to take advantage of federal funding.
Federal investment from this program will help translate innovative discoveries into new businesses or partnerships with existing businesses. Winning institutions would be able to receive up to $3 million, with up to $100,000 designated for each technology development project of that institution.
Examples of how the money could be used by researchers include prototype development, market research, and entrepreneurial education. RPI President Shirley Jackson says the region is at the beginning of a new era with global implications.
Now, this new era is generating changes in all areas of our lives, including accelerating the important resurgence of manufacturing, which then opens new opportunities for entrepreneurship.
Jackson pointed out that Rensselaer launched the nation's first business incubator program, wholly sponsored and operated by a university, in 1980, which to date has successfully helped students and faculty start more than 250 companies. Gillibrand's measure has support across the aisle.
We have Congressman Collins promoting in the House. It's already in the House Armed Services Bill, which means I can try to have an amendment for the House, for the Senate floor, to keep it in the bill and then work in conference to keep it in. This would be extremely helpful because there's a lot of federal funding for research now. It would basically just say all that federal funding, you have permission to use it for this gap funding. And so the business ideas would really promote themselves.
Gillibrand toured a research lab at RPI with Dr. Jackson. Video of the visit is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.